a South American survivor in the Windy City. At a quiet intersection in Chicago's Englewood neighborhood, the imposing figure of a pine tree is only outweighed by the massive collection of sticks and twigs carefully placed on its branches. It's a huge communal nest for monk or Quaker parakeets who have called the structure home for the last 25 years or so. Generations of these tiny, raucous, bright green birds from South America have survived, even thrived in Chicago, beginning when likely escapees of the exotic pet trade first put down roots in some south suburbs in the 1960s and Hyde Park in the 1970s, and through every unforgiving winter in the Windy City since. Despite their well-standing local presence, in many ways, the species remains a mystery to bird experts and enthusiasts alike. The inaccessibility of their nests, difficulties catching them to be banded, a priority focus on researching vulnerable and native species, and emerging factors like climate change present challenges to their study. In their native range, they don't tolerate cold climates really at all, but they can tolerate that here because of backyard bird feeders, said Stephen Pruitt Jones, Professor Emeritus of Ecology and Evolution at the University of Chicago. It's really about getting enough energy to keep yourself warm, said Christopher Appelt, an associate professor at St. Xavier University. The monk parakeet gang? The childhood memories of many Southside residents, like Edgar Florentino, are often peppered with the shrill squawks and green blurs of monk parakeets. His father, who worked as a tailor in Hyde Park in the early 2000s, would bring Florentino to the neighborhood on weekend errands to try and catch a glimpse of the birds. It was very beautiful, Florentino said. My knee-jerk reaction is always, a non-native species is a potential problem, said Appelt. He thought maybe the big groups of monk parakeets could be coming in as a noisy motorcycle gang, intimidating other birds at feeders. But his research found that was not the case. In a city, food sources for birds often abound in ornamental plants, feeders, and food waste. Vocabulary focus. Ailment. Autonomous. Mint. Put the kibosh on something. Anonymity. A plethora of something. Imposing, communal, raucous, shrill, knee-jerk, intimidate.